The answer to that is no, but I will. Normally, we get an annual report on our service provider, Scientific Games, for the communication system they have that's connected to all the games out at the bars and restaurants. It's a normal thing in auditing. It's required by the Illinois Auditor General. And so they have an independent accounting firm do this analysis. The report before you is the result.
And you're recommending that
the report. Right.
There is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board accept and adopt independent auditor's report on controls at a service organization, SOC 1, Type 2 for Scientific Games for the period of August 1, 2017 through July 31, 2018.
Is there a second? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried unanimously. Right. Rule 328 amendment. Jared?
I'm sure you all heard me coughing for the last hour and a half, so I'll try not to cough on the recording. Jared Smith, Assistant General Counsel. I'm sure everyone knows the history of Rule 320B, where it came from, the J&J versus Wild case, the genesis of that rule. For those who are not aware, there's currently ongoing litigation in two different cases that address due process concerns related to 320B as written, the concern that it only addresses use agreements, whereas the J&J v. Wild decision, at least one other court interpreting that decision, have said it actually includes other types of agreements as well that could impact who can place a machine somewhere. Also, there's the issue of, currently as written, the rule only allows the participation of a licensed terminal operator or licensed establishment, and some of the litigation involves a third party who has an interest in the outcome of those 320 petitions and wishes to intervene. So these are procedural amendments to the rule. It doesn't change the substantive rights of any of the parties. It will change the wording to say who can file a petition. Also includes language to allow intervention in those petitions if deemed appropriate. It also includes tweaking the language so it doesn't just say use agreement, but it says any agreement that purports to control the placement and operation of video gaming terminals, which tracks the language in the J&J v. Wild decision. If there's any further questions from the board, I can talk for hours if you'd like me to, but I don't think anyone else here wants
to.
Correct.
Like that.
Yeah, maybe give me a moment if I can start to pull up the proposed language. The proposed language begins with, upon timely written application prior to the administrator issuing a recommendation, the administrator may, in his or her discretion, permit any interested party to intervene in the petition process if that party may be materially and adversely affected by a final order arising from the petition. Ultimately, the board has the ability to enter binding orders, which, because it has the exclusive jurisdiction, as the Supreme Court has said, those could be reviewed for process and other administrative review issues, but a reviewing court couldn't get back to the meat of the matter. So someone who is not able to participate, whether it's a sales agent or someone who has some other interest, or maybe someone who's a terminal operator who's getting out of the business, sells off their use agreement, sells off their business to someone else, and then a year later they have a dispute, the result of that dispute may turn on something that occurs in one of these petitions. Right now, that third party who would be bound by the outcome of the board decision has no ability to participate in the process. And that's similar to what's going on in one of the cases. Yes?
All right. Correct. Is there a motion to submit this amended rule 320?
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board submit this amended rule 320 to the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules for the rule change. Illinois Gaming Board Administrative Rules for the year.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Chair.
All right, video game manufacturers, distributor, and supplier license status. Valley Games.
Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Lorenzini, Martha Sable with the law firm of Greenberg Traurig. I'm here today on behalf of Bally Gaming Inc., requesting renewal of its manufacturer license.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Terminal operator licensee items, license manager, and gaming items.
Good morning, members of the board and staff. Aaron Cordier from the Taft Law Firm here on behalf of National Gaming Operators for initial license approval as a terminal operator.
There is, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to National Gaming Operators, LLC, for a term of 1 year expiring in November 2019, as the applicant has demonstrated his qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
There is, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year expiring in November of 2019. Angel and Green Gaming LLC, Barcade Gaming LLC, Dearborn Gaming LLC, Empire Gaming LLC, William S. Stanford III. I also move that the board renew RCW Gaming LLC's terminal operator's license retroactive to October for a period of 1 year expiring in October of 2019.
I would recommend that they be broken out so the first one should end with William Stanford. Chairman, members of the board, staff provided you with a number of applications for technician and terminal handler licenses this month, and based on our review of those applications, we are recommending that the board issue 79 terminal handler licenses and 2 technician licenses. We further recommend that the board authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to 1 terminal handler applicant.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion
Staff further requests that the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers that were licensed or renewed in October or November of 2017 and are in compliance with the Video Gaming Act, as well as the board's rules, and who have updated their applications and paid their annual fines on time.
There is, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the technicians and terminal handlers' licenses who were licensed or renewed in October or November 2017 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Video gaming establishment application. Additional licenses, approval, and denial.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff provided you again this month with a number of establishment applications for your consideration, and we recommend that the board approve 154 video gaming establishment licenses and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to six applicants.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Is there another motion to approve the license?
Yes, based on staff investigation recommendation, I move that the board grant establishment license to the following locations in California. People's Choice Cash and Farm Inc., DBA People's Choice Cash and Farm Inc., and Showing Limited, DBA Flyless Bar, so Flower Shop.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any opposed? One opposed? Motion carries.
Opposed?
Yes, Member Robinson opposed. Motion carries 3-1.
Staff further recommends that the board renew the licenses of retail, truck stop, veteran, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in October or November of 2017 and that are in compliance with the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
There is, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of retail establishments, truck stop establishments, veteran establishments, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in October or November and that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Act and the Board's rules.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Question
again. This month, the Board received 8 requests for hearing and 3 requests to reapply. And we presented them to you for your consideration. The first request comes from G&G Valley Ridge. This establishment was denied for being statutorily ineligible at the September meeting. In the request for hearing, the denied applicant alleges that he was in the process of selling his business and thereby cured his issue. We are recommending that the board rescind the denial and grant the request to withdraw its application. That's correct.
There is, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board rescind its denial and grant G&G Valley Ridge LLC, PVA Valley Ridge Golf Course, request to withdraw its application.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Our next request comes from Philip Mart, doing business as Philip Mart number 12. The board denied this application in September for having certain unsavory business associations, as well as having an ineligible person as a person with a significant interest in control. In the request for hearing, applicant alleges that no longer has ties to the objectionable parties and that the other person no longer is a person of significant interest in control. The applicant requests a prima facie case for licensure, and we recommend that the board grant the hearing request.
Is there a motion? Based on the staff's application recommendation, I move that the board grant the request for hearing submitted by Philip Mara, NDA, Philip Mara, number 12, 1707035.
Second.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, our next request comes from Caliber Management. This applicant was also denied in September for having certain business associations, as well as a reputation that would call into question the integrity of gaming in Illinois. In the hearing request, the applicant has refuted those allegations of his associations with those businesses and states that he has ample evidence of a good reputation in the community. Applicant, in our view, has stated a prima facie case for licensure, and we therefore recommend that his request be granted.
Is there a motion? Yes, based on staff investigation recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Caliber Management LLC to the Caliber Management LLC. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The final five hearing requests are from Lacey's Place locations that the board denied in September. These locations have submitted hearing requests that allege that there was no improper control or influence by a terminal operator, and as such, they believe they stated a prima facie case for licensure. We would agree, and we recommend that the board grant their request for hearing.
There is, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the request for hearing submitted by Lacey's Place LLC Series Belvedere 2, DBA Lucky's Pennies, 160702418. Lacey's Place LLC Series Clinton, DBA Lacey's Place, 170700668. Lacey's Place LLC Series DeKalb, DBA Lacey's Place LLC Series DeKalb, 170704253. Lacey's Place LLC Series Crestwood 2, DBA Lacey's Place 170704348, and Lacey's Place LLC Series River Grove, DBA Lacey's Place 170700947.
We, as I stated previously, we have three requests this month for reapply. The first is from Smiling Goat. This is a former licensee whose license was not renewed in August of this past year for having a history of tax liabilities extending back to 2015, has made a request to reapply. The licensee detailed extensive remedial efforts to avoid further issues of that kind in her liabilities. And therefore, staff recommends granting leave to reapply.
There is, based on the information provided in its request of reapplying, I move that the board grant the request by Smiling Goat, Inc., DBA Smiling Goat, Inc., to reapply for an establishment license.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Member Robinson?
Aye.
Motion carried unanimously.
The second request is from Lucky John's LLC. This former licensee surrendered its license after it closed the business in June of 2018. The business has been subsequently sold, and the new owner is seeking to reapply for the location, and we recommend that the board grant leave to reapply.
Based on the information provided in the request to reapply, I move that the board grant the request by Lucky John's LLC and Lucky John's to reapply.
Second.
All in
favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The final request is from Monkey Works, doing business as Big House. This applicant was denied in May of this year for having an owner or a partial owner with a unsavory history. The request alleges that the board inappropriately considered certain aspects of that individual's history, and that without those aspects, the licensee is suitable for licensure. Staff recommends that the board grant leave to reapply.
There is. Based on the information provided in its request to reapply, I move that the board grant the request by Monkey Works, Inc., DBA Big House, to reapply for an establishment license.
Chairman, members of the board, staff next recommends reviewing a variety or a multiple number of licensees for potential discipline. The first is Terminal Operator Global Gaming, LLC. This licensee was initially denied, and after becoming licensed as a result of negotiations that occurred during the administrative hearing process, one provision of that agreement provided that the owner's boyfriend would not be in control of or have any control of financial involvement in the licensee. The owner provided several affidavits detailing how she had removed her boyfriend from the joint ownership and operation of the business. Staff's investigation, however, revealed that the owner has violated the provisions of the agreement and her representations made in the affidavits. Accordingly, staff recommends that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking Global Gaming Industries' terminal operator license.
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking Global Gaming Industries, LLC's terminal operator license, with said action to take effect 21 days from date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Our next recommended disciplinary complaint involves terminal operator Grand River Jackpot. Grand River Jackpot, in our investigation, revealed that shared the cost of signage that promoted both the terminal operator and the licensed location. Grand River, however, loaned the money to the establishment and is recouping that loan by withholding net terminal income from the owners, from the location owner's establishment portion of that net terminal income. We therefore recommend that the board find Grand River Jackpot.
Is there a motion? Yes, based on the staff investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint finding Grand River Jackpot LLC $5,000 for said action to take effect 21 days in their service of the complaint because of the answer to the problem. Is there a second?
Second.
Next, staff recommends that the board consider issuing a disciplinary complaint against three terminal handlers. The first individual is Rashid A. Jordan. Mr. Jordan is a terminal handler who was arrested for stealing a substantial sum of money from his employer, and Mr. Jordan's brother also admitted to receiving a portion of those funds. The board voted to revoke Mr. Jordan's brother's riverboat occupational license earlier today. And staff recommends that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking Mr. Jordan's terminal handler license.
Based on staff investigation recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal handler license of the Rashad A. Jordan for conduct that is threatened to the Illinois Gaming Industry, which is a threat to the real world and general welfare of the people of the state of Illinois. Said action takes place 21 days before the service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time.
Second.
Our next recommendation relates to terminal handler Brian Dean Brown. Mr. Brown has admitted to stealing funds from his employer's vault and falsifying computer records to attempt to cover up this conduct. Staff is recommending that the Mr. Brown's terminal handler license be revoked.
Here is based on staff's investigation and recommendation. I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal handler license of Brian Dean Brown for conduct that discredits the Illinois gaming industry and poses a threat to the good order and general welfare of the people of the state of Illinois. With said action to take effect 21 days from the date of the service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Finally, staff has reviewed Deborah A. Webster, and Ms. Webster has admitted to stealing a substantial amount of money while working her assigned route for her terminal operator employer. She is currently pending some charges, and we recommend that her license be revoked.
Here is, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal handler license of Deborah A. Webster for conduct that discredits the Illinois gaming industry and poses a threat to the good order and general welfare of the people of the state of Illinois. With said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff next has several licensed establishments for whom the staff recommends discipline. First is Robinson Lodge, 1188 of the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. The establishment was issued a warning in 2017 for failing to notify the administrator of changes to its officers. The licensee has failed to do the same in 2018.
Mr. Chairman, based on staff investigation recommendations, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint finding Robinson Lodge, 1188 of the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks, $1,000 for the balance to update the administrator of changes to its officers. Set action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next, we have EPM 12th Street Company doing business as Pat's Pub. This establishment's license was previously revoked for having an undisclosed person of significant influence or control. In a settlement agreement, the location agreed to dissociate from that individual. However, during a compliance check, the board's investigators revealed that the establishment has failed to honor that agreement, and we recommend revocation.
Based on staff investigation recommendation,
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next, we have R.W. Evans doing business as Alton Sports Tap. This location permits smoking in the establishment in violation of the Smoke-Free Illinois Act. It also maintains a smoking room with two video gaming terminals in it. We are recommending that the board issue a fine at this location.
There is, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint fining R.W. Evans, LLC, DBA, Alton Sports Tap, $1,000 for violating the Smoke-Free Illinois Act, with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Our next one involves Loose Screws doing business as The Loose Screws. The establishment has an unidentified person of significant interest and control. The establishment's owner also failed to cooperate with the gaming board's investigation by misleading investigators about the individual's involvement in the establishment, and therefore we recommend revocation.
Based on staff investigation recommendation, that
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Our next establishment is Fuzzy's Tavern. This establishment operated after being involuntarily dissolved despite being given warnings of these issues. They have since corrected their issues and now are in good standing. The entity has incurred active tax liabilities in past periods and has allowed its liquor license to expire, and accordingly we are recommending a fine.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint fining Fuzzy's Inc., DBA Fuzzy's Tavern, $1,500, with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Our next one is a licensed establishment, Carl Edward Cisco, doing business as Cisco's Bar and Grill. This location was originally denied by the board after the board determined that the owner, who is the current owner's brother, was a convicted felon. The gaming board investigators reveal that the former owner is still heavily involved in the business and appears to actually run it. Based on this relationship, we recommend revocation of the license.
Based on staff investigation recommendation, the
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have Bulldog Ale House. The location has issued a disciplinary complaint fining it for permitting underage gaming at video gaming terminals. The licensee neither answered nor paid the fine within 21 days of service. And furthermore, the establishment's manager failed to cooperate with our agents during a terminal upgrade. We recommend revocation.
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking Bulldog Ale House, Inc., DBA Bulldog Ale House's establishment license, with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Next, we recommend that the board consider disciplining Carco, doing business as Smoke Shop and Liquor. This establishment, with its terminal operator, Eureka Entertainment, relocated its video gaming terminals without prior approval by the Illinois Gaming Board. In doing so, they placed the video terminals in a location where minors could have access to those terminals. Consequently, staff is recommending that this location be fined. Yes, those are two motions.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint fining Eureka Entertainment LLC DBA Universal Gaming Group $10,000.
The basis would be that they were actively assisted in moving the video game terminals. Right.
I do.
If I recall, would this be separate from the machine that never turned on?
I believe that's correct. The machines did not become operational.
There was a lot of uncertainty about this.
Okay,
fine. Are you certain about this?
Well, now that you call the call me on the carpet, I'm does anybody here who can speak to that, whether or not the machines were operational? What's that? We have a step on it.
Is that the one in the other track?
I don't have a copy of the incident report handy, but I believe we have pictures that show they were off. They were moved during a construction of a new gaming room. Again, it's, and the issue largely is the fact that it was done without notice. The storage was done in a way that we were not ever made aware of or approved. As it is under our rules, if your machines are going to be off for a period of time, even if it's for a legitimate reason, the TO should have either removed them or should have notified us within 72 hours. So there's actually a series of what each individually would be a small violation, but it was just a one thing after another that led to allowing this to occur.
I definitely
call
the TO.
I was just informed that there was, according to our records, an active NTI at those locations during that period of time, which means they would not have been. Certainly, we can follow up with the details.
Yeah. Motion to table?
So.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously.
Next, we have some disassociations. There are several of those. First, regarding Keller Adams Post number 1168, the location was warned in 2017 that two of its officers were P6s to whom the board objected. These licensees removed the officers from the 2018 application, but our investigations reveal that the officers are still elected officers.
Yes, based on staff recommendation investigation, I move that the board issue notice of disassociation of Keller Adams Post number 1168, disassociated from Commander Gerald Horath and Senior Vice Commander Emmett Louise Horath. I further move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint finding Keller Adams Post number 1168, $2,000, with said action to take effect 21 days from today, approved the complaint for the payment of $2,000 in that case.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried unanimously.
Next, we have Velma Rose Jackson, sales agent for Gaming and Entertainment Management. Ms. Jackson is a former attorney who was disbarred by consent after being accused of misrepresentations and other conduct. We recommend that Gaming Entertainment be ordered to disassociate from Ms. Jackson.
Based on staff investigation recommendation, I move the board issue a notice of disassociation to Gaming Entertainment Management, Illinois LLC, ordering that a disassociation of Velma Rose be effected.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried unanimously.
Staff next reports that two of the licensees renewed this month submitted materials to the gaming board late, and therefore staff recommends that these licensees be fined.
There is, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint finding Valley Gaming, Inc. $15,000 for submitting materials requested by staff more than 100 days later.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chairman, if you would suggest adding the language about taking effect 21 days after the date of service.
Can
I would, yes. I further move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint finding Angeli and Green Gaming LLC $5,000 for submitting its renewal materials more than 30 days late, with said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints, unless answers are properly filed within that time frame.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, staff learned recently that two disciplinary complaints that it issued at the September meeting are based on facts in a disciplinary complaint the board had previously issued. We are recommending that the board rescind those disciplinary complaints. No.
There is, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board rescind disciplinary complaints DC-V-18-116 and DC-V-18-117 issued at the September 2018 meeting.
Is there a second?
Aye.
We have a number of settlements today, a lot of them actually. Our first one is with Zezna Islamowski, and we are recommending the board settle that matter. The settlement offer is $5,000 plus a 9-day voluntary suspension. Settlement offer in this situation is $10,000. It's a $10,000 with the rescission of the association.
There is. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the disassociation of Ronald Weisheit, if appropriate, to administratively dismiss the matter.
Yeah, this was a That's correct. That's correct.
And this is we're asking that you deny them. So they're going to settlement is that they withdraw the lease.
Correct. The owner of the applicant, T.O., is also a co-owner of establishments.
That's why we deny.
Correct. And I think he just came to the conclusion he would rather be an establishment owner, so he has requested that the board rescind the denial and allow him to withdraw his T.O. application.
I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the denial of CPAB LLC appropriate to administrative leave.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The next one is an act of tax liability where the location is taken after significant corrective actions to correct the issues, and they have offered $500 to settle the matter. As I stated, they have taken this one as well, several other ones have taken significant corrective actions.
The next three are they've all taken significant corrective actions, so.
That's correct. In this situation is $1,500, but again, to reiterate, they took extensive actions to make corrective actions to make sure that the issues don't resurface.
$1,500. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the denial of Bricks and Ivy LLC DBA Parkside Pub, and if appropriate, to rescind this denial.
$750.
There is. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the denial of the Loaded Buffalo Bar and Grill, Inc., DBA, the original Sundance Saloon, and if appropriate, to rescind its denial.
This one, the board issued a $5,000 fine to the establishment in September for failing to have an employee over the age of 21 monitor VGTs. The licensee has offered has requested to surrender their license, and we approve that.
I move that the board
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I believe it's tax messages.
Have you been robbed?
Yes.
I think your tax messages are coming in very loud.
Well, thank you, Chairman. If that's really loud, that's not coming in. Thank you very much.
This involved an individual who had a felony background and was working.
Fired.
Yeah, he was a previous owner was the one who hired him. That previous owner is now deceased, and the son has taken over and subsequently fired the individual, resolving a significant portion of our ongoing concerns. Which I don't have a full settlement offer.
The settlement is simply dismissed the case, I believe. Plus a 7-day. Is it a 7-day suspension as well?
Yes, there was a they were voluntarily taking the suspension as well.
Right.
7 days. Is there a motion?
There is. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding DC-V-18-019, and if appropriate, to administratively dismiss the disciplinary complaint.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Jared, Chairman, this involved a family member who had some background issues and was undisclosed. Since that time, the applicant submitted a settlement offer in which they were affirming that that individual no longer was only temporarily involved in the business, is no longer involved. There were some other issues going to it. And my copy of the write-up to someone else, who then gave it away to someone else. So I think you might have my piece of paper. Right, I believe that's my copy, which is why I couldn't read from it.
I think we should strike. No further business.
11th.
11th. 11th. 12th.
All right.
Second.
Aye.